From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Mexicans are voting today for a new president. 6 years ago, the current president, Vicente Fox, made history by breaking 7 decades of rule by one party, the PRI. That party is now in third place behind a candidate from the right and another from the left. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports the campaign has been a bitter one that has divided the country.
The young versus the old, the north of the country versus the south, urban and rural, the rich and the poor. There is no doubt that Mexicans are split this election in any number of ways, and the fault lines run deep. But today's vote comes down to two men and their vision of what Mexico should be. On the right is Felipe Calderón, a former energy minister. He's pushing free markets and tough action against crime. On the left is Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the former mayor of Mexico City. His campaign has centered around helping the 50% of Mexicans who live in poverty with a promise of big public spending.
Contreras Aguilar María Teresa.
Okay, es en la página 9.
130,000 polling centers across Mexico are open for business today. In a neighborhood in Mexico City, in a parking garage beneath an apartment building, people get their names checked off the electoral list before being handed 6 ballots. In many parts of this country, Mexicans are not only voting for a new president and Congress, but also for mayors, local representatives, and governors. 41-year-old photographer Bernardo Arcos puts his ballot in the box marked president and walks outside. He's with his non-voting 13-year-old daughter Lucrecia. He says he wants to make the former mayor the first leftist president of this country.
I think we have to give a chance to the left, to López Obrador. I think he fights for social justice. He comes from a humble background, and as mayor, he did something for the city.
Voting day here feels like a neighborhood block event. Whole families have come together and people stand around the polling center chatting. Nearby is Benjamin Gomez and his wife Ana Maria and his 2 young daughters. He's got a pest control business and she works at a school. They have both voted for Calderón from the sitting president Vicente Fox's party.
You have to respect law and order. And Mexico needs that, requires that.
La economía está estable, ha funcionado bien, no lo voy a cambiar.
She says the economy is stable, everything has been working well. Why change things? The last polls showed these two candidates in a statistical tie, and who will win is anyone's guess. The wild card is the party that ruled Mexico for 71 years, and their candidate, Roberto Madrazo. He's third in the polls, but he and his party, the PRI, still have their diehard supporters. In the farming village of El Mirasol outside the capital, 50-year-old Pedro Noria is clearing his cornfields of weeds ahead of the planting season. He's wearing a straw hat to keep the sun off his lined face. He says he'll stick with what he knows.
We are priistas at heart. We as farmers hear the promises the candidates make during their campaigns. They make promises and promises, but that blows away with the wind. I don't think we're going to chance it with another party.
While the PRI may not win the presidency, it will almost certainly have a large presence in what will be a divided Congress. The next president will be facing a host of issues, though. A spiraling drug gang problem, a stagnant economy, a confrontational political climate in Latin America, and a thorny relationship with the United States over issues like trade and immigration. Mexico's election authority will announce preliminary results at midnight Eastern time, unless the race is just too close to call. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.